Democrats were unified this week in their swift condemnation of President Trump's racist tweets. But as Lisa Desjardins reports, a new rift among presidential candidates played out on the 2020 campaign trail.
We believe that health care is a human right.
On the trail, the political heat this week has been over health care and a policy duel between former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. In Waukee, Iowa, Biden unveiled a health care plan that would keep and expand the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare.
My proposal is we take Obamacare and we build on the parts that have been taken away and we add a public option, which means that anyone who has their employer-based health insurance they like, they can keep it.
Medicare for all, meaning universal government-run health care. That's something championed by Sanders, who sharply fired back with this ad and a graphic saying Biden has been lying about Medicare for all. Speaking at George Washington University in the nation's capital, Sanders made his pitch for universal care.
Every family in America would receive comprehensive coverage. All basic health care needs are covered, and in the process, middle-class families would save thousands of dollars a year by eliminating their private insurance costs as we move to a publicly funded program.
As they battle on policy, campaigns are also tallying up the fundraising fight. From April through June, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg led the pack, raising $24.8 million. Three others, Biden, Sanders, and his fellow Senator Elizabeth Warren, were not far behind. California Senator Kamala Harris brought in less, but still was way ahead of the rest of the crowded field. Candidates also got their tickets for the second debate series. Of the 24 Democrats running for president, these 20 will be on stage next week in Detroit. There's one new face who made the cut, Montana Governor Steve Bullock. It's a wide field, but appears unified on one front this week, the president's tweets telling four congresswomen of color to go back to where they came from.
His behavior, his comments are disgusting. They're racist.
The current president of the United States has defiled the office of the President of the United States.
It's racist, but mostly it is not what you want our president to be.
Today, President Trump said Democrats are the ones dividing this country, again pointing to the freshman congresswomen.
What they've said is a disgrace to them, to the Democrats, and frankly to our country.
The debate continues outside of Washington. The president and Congress both left town for the weekend. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Lisa Desjardins.